Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, Commander of AFPC and your podcast host. As we start the new year, I'd like to welcome back both your Air Force's Personnel Center Executive Director, Ms. Kimberly Toney, and your Senior Enlisted Leader, Chief Ludd. Welcome.
Great to be here, sir.
Thanks for having us, boss.
All right. Well, we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. And this podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. As we begin 2026, we have an opportunity to reaffirm our personal growth, development, and career paths. January is fittingly the National Mentoring Month. And I believe all three of us here today would agree that those who have mentored us throughout the years have had a profound impact on our personal lives and our professional lives. Now, whether you're seeking guidance or offering it, engaging in mentoring relationships is a strategic investment in our future. And for those looking to advance, a mentor can provide invaluable real-world advice, expand your professional network, and help you navigate the complexities of your chosen field. For those who choose to mentor others, it's a chance to refine leadership skills, gain fresh perspectives, and experience truly deep satisfaction from contributing to someone else's success. Now, we're just going to have a conversation because all three of us have had different experiences, both being mentors and being mentored. And so we know it's transformative growth from our own experience, and it helps the entire organization. And strategically, it's really important because this is something that helps us deliberately cultivate that next, you know, the people that are going to replace us, right? That's what people did for us. And now we have the opportunity to do that for our airmen. Chief, what are your thoughts?
I appreciate it, boss. I tell you, when I think about mentoring, I think about all the different people that mentored me over the years. Hopefully you think they did a good job, you know, but I'll tell you that one of the things that I like to talk with folks about is you can have informal, you can have formal mentors, and don't get too worried about who the mentor is, right? Reach out to someone. A lot of times you have someone that they're a little more experienced in the field that you're in. There's somebody that's been doing it a while. And you might just be like, you know what? I think that they can shape my perspective and give me something different to think about. That's where mentoring absolutely is the value of it. It's building you in that way. But if you're a little bashful and you don't want to reach out, there are some tools out there that we have. One of them on the MyVector, you know, platform that we have is an online platform where you can create a profile and go out there and create maybe career field, you know, things where you can pull someone back. And if you're not familiar with that, it's at myvector.us.af.mil.
That's great. Important, Chief, because what you talked about there was that we can have these systems like MyVector, we can set up policy, we can create the opportunity as an organization for mentoring to occur, we can message it out, but there's also the other part of that, which is it's really the individual responsibility. A truly you know, successful mentoring relationship is two individuals, a mentor and a mentee, who are committed and commit to that, and it may not fit neatly into the process or the setup that the organization provides, but that's not the point. It isn't to confine yourself to the process. It's actually to create this individual mentor-mentee relationship that works best for the two of you based on where the mentee is in life and how you can best work together. This could be long distance. You could be located in the same place, and so there's a lot of different factors.
Now, I'd say it's across the board, too. It's just not at work. You can have professional and then personal, spiritual, you know, fitness. You can have mentors across a portfolio. It's finding that person that can help you, guide you through that particular area of interest that you have. And it's really important to have a diverse bench of those that are mentoring you, because that way you can get diverse input. But would highly encourage you to reach out both professionally and personally to make sure you have the right people in your lives to help you make a difference.
Ms. Toney, I'll tell you that over the years, when I've been in more leadership positions, I've realized that the easiest way to get folks to want to receive your mentorship is being genuine and approachable, right? But then as the mentor, there's a responsibility as well, right? It's not about just telling that individual what you think they want to hear. You need to make sure that you give them honest and constructive feedback that they can use. And I think that you'll find when you do that, the relationship will actually become even stronger. And then it'll naturally evolve the mentor-mentee relationship.
Yeah. There's a few things I'm very invested in mentoring, and there's a couple maybe pet peeves, I don't know, but I've seen things like called a speed mentoring, where you know a bunch of people show up to a place and they have 5 minutes and they go between tables. That's not really mentoring. I think that's an opportunity to find a mentor. You might, in that chance as you move around, connect with someone and say, you know what, we should talk some more and potentially build a mentoring relationship. And I think it's important because you want to delineate between providing career advice, coaching, mentoring, and hopefully you're not doing counseling, but there is a professional counseling. Some people do need that or would like it because our mental health is very important. And so as a mentor and a mentee, you want to know exactly what am I signing up for? And am I getting the right thing? All of those approaches are important, but not one of them is not going to scratch the itch across the board. And the thing I really like about mentoring is that it's really about getting to know a person, just not the like Ms. Tony, you said, it's not just at work, it's not just at the church or in the community, it's not just one aspect or variable of your life. It's the whole person, and that's how you kind of help that person navigate life. And it's a trust that you build to be able to share that kind of information with each other.
Yes, sir. My pet peeve is coming prepared to have that conversation with your mentor. And as a mentee, you need to be prepared. And if it's a professional discussion, you know, I always say, hey, what's your 1, 3, and 5-year plan? And where do you see yourself going through that? But it really is a two-way street. And the conversation is much more valuable if you're prepared.
I agree.
You know, we talk about, you know, throughout the leadership spectrum, you know, one of the analogies that I've heard is have your toolbox, you know, fill your toolbox. You might take something, you might pull something from someone, and think about having a formal or even an informal mentor as one of those things that's in your toolbox, right? So that you can reach in, because you never know when you're going to come across a situation or be somewhere and you just like, you know, I don't know how to handle this. And then you might be able to reach out, and you've already established that relationship and get some good advice there. So I keep several folks in my toolbox there on speed dial in case I need to kind of get some advisement from time to time.
That's good. And it's funny you said that, because I was thinking about some of the mentorees that I work with of just, you know, you build that trust, and sometimes you're in that moment where they just need someone to help them understand, to talk to. And so I always tell them, yes, I'm a 2-star general. Some of them are enlisted. Some of them are young officers. Some of them are civilians. It's like, just text me or email me. And if I am available, if I have 5-10 minutes, I am available for you. And let's just talk on the phone and tell me what's going on. Because often that alone is that, again, it's that trust to be able to have that person to talk to help in that moment.
Great.
Absolutely. And Chief, I'll take your toolboxes to one more level. We also keep toolboxes of pros and cons. And so we will all learn from senior leaders or from our peers. And there are tools to put in your positive toolbox, and there are tools to put in your negative toolbox to remind yourself that if you don't want to be that kind of leader or you don't want to go down that road, that way you're aware of it and you can make the adjustments as you need.
Miss Tony, I was at an event Saturday evening, and I had a conversation with a young captain, and I explained to her that I think sometimes, especially early on in my career, I learned more from leaders on things not to do than things that I needed to do. So great point. Thank you.
Well, in the light of in the mindset of getting to know each other, we've got a lightning round today for Miss Tony and Chief Ludd. So I'll throw them out there and I'll add mine on top as we go. So if you're ready, Let's go.
Ready.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Tea.
Coffee. Mentor or mentee?
Both.
I'd have to go both.
Both. Well. Favorite holiday movie?
It's got to be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my gosh. Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. That's a good one. I do like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So, but we always watch all the old black and whites, too.
Right.
All right. New Year's resolution. Ooh, it's a tough one.
This is a good one. I'm going to cut Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
My. Cut Mountain Dew.
We're going to have to be prepared for that in the office.
I'm going to prepare for the 1 March San Antonio half.
That's a good one. Ugh. Resolution. Yeah, I'm not going to run a half marathon. That's not good.
That's a resolution
in itself.
Let's see,
bench 200. We'll talk about that.
All right,
and then sand or snow? Talking vacations here, sand or snow?
I'm going to go with my daughter. We were talking about it. I'm going to say snow just for her.
I'm going to say sand. Send me to Destin any day, any time.
I have not been to the beach in a while. I love the beach, but I have not been skiing in a long time either, which is, I do take leave, but no, I'm, can I do both at the same time? Like, there's got to be somewhere where I can lay on the beach and then go skiing, you know, that afternoon.
You can have the lake. You can go to Hill Air Force Base, Salt Lake City. I've played volleyball on a beach court where we were preparing for an athletic event, and then we went up and played with snowballs.
That's awesome.
When I was stationed at Aviano, you were 45 minutes from Venice, Italy, and you were 30 minutes from a ski resort. So Aviano could scratch that itch, boss.
I wouldn't go this February, though, because they're hosting the Winter Olympics, I think, Milan and Cortina. So
yes, sir.
You want to join the crowds.
Bianca Valo.
Well, thanks, Chief. Thanks, Miss Tony. Glad you could join us, and good job in the lightning round. Now, our next podcast, we're going to discuss force generation readiness and how AFPC is adapting to support you, the warfighter. If you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in the comments from your Air Force Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.